inspiring to me.
Okay. Would you use the word good-natured or admirable or pleasant? Or
pleasant. So pleasant.
Okay. You mentioned a while back, you used the word high-minded.
Yes.
What does high-minded mean?
Well, you think of better things, you know, not these low things or do honorary little things that maybe are not no crime, but honorary thoughts and things like that. The high-minded is you think good thoughts and use those thoughts, mm-hmm. not just think them, but live them out in your life.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's sort of the same thing as class. I mean, if you say that someone's a low-class person.
Low-class, or middle-class, or high-class people.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, someone like a teenager who just seems to be all arms and legs and falls over everything, drops things. Okay. Any other words? A person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You'd say that person's just a plain
maniac, all but I don't know exactly what would give the name.
Would you use the word fool?
Well, in a way, it's not a normal person. It's foolish stuff.
But do you say that somebody's a fool?
We are taught not to say a fool. In a way, I've been taught that.
Okay, this is the Bible. A man who never spends any money.
And in making
call him a tightwad or stingy or things like that.
Okay. When you use the word
Opie, don't holler. We can't hear, dearie. We may have to go have a nurse to come and take her out. And she tore that curtain down here the other week. Just got it all around in her chair. Just liable to do anything. She doesn't generally come out here. They don't allow her out, but they evidently are busy with their bookwork. She just is liable to break that off and throw it down as she is to sit there.
Do you want me to help her? She's getting a chair.
Would you like for this lady to help you, Opie? Let her help you, darling. Back into your room, dear. Don't you want her to help you, honey? Opie? Don't break the pretty flower, dear. I thought the nurse would have taken her out.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the morning. We never know just what.
Yeah.
Who can come to us. It's right pathetic to know what she was. I knew her when she was brilliant mind and high respected, highly respected.
Mm-hmm. I took her to, I think it's her sister.
Yes, Mrs. Winton, down the line, way down the line, she cries about her and everything, being like she is, but she and Mr. Thurgood, a banker, will get into it, and she called him a son of a bitch the other day, and they had to run to him. He was going to hit her. He said, I'm not going to let nobody call me a name like that. His mind is off. He was a banker in Cowan. As I say, we just see everything going on down here, and I feel so sorry for them.
What's that guy who runs around in the pajamas?
I don't know. He had such a lovely, her brother was sick and died here. Mrs. Doesn't make any difference the name, but she did more lovely things for me and still does. But I don't know whether he's sick, but he was in the room with her brother. Daisy May lives between here and County, wealthy lady. And there isn't a month that she don't bring me some lovely something, you know. She's just so thoughtful and sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
And what he does, he'll come out here and sit down. Now this, when I first began coming out here, you didn't see all this out here. It was just a place of quietness and everything. Now they all gather out here. They have the same right that I do now. I shouldn't say that.